celebrity culture. 2020 was a very rich year. There was a lot happening because of the pandemic, because of the Black Lives Matter movement. Celebrities have been really on the forefront, and there have been a lot of articles about celebrity culture. The New York Times is titling, "Celebrity Culture is Burning." The pandemic has disrupted relations among the masses, the elites, and the celebrities who lies between them. Yeah, this question, should celebrities be the voices of social causes? What is the role of celebrity in our society and culture? Do famous figures have a duty to their fans to serve as an escape from reality? Those are questions that we see popping up. The first thing to understand is that there's an ideology of intimacy that has formed the conditions in which the celebrity now works as an emotional subject in the public arena. So, ideology of intimacy that basically conditions this emotional work. So that putting the celebrity, which I'm going to draw as an emotional subject in the public arena. Yeah. That means that the relationship between the celebrity and the audience needs ideally to be intimate. That has been of course amplified with the rise of social media and the access, you know, there's this kind of immediate access is possible. So sort of there's no excuse anymore for a celebrity to not communicate to the audience, and that makes it very tricky for them. The second point I want to mention is that they operate in a landscape where social relationships are considered to be authentic or real, mainly through their commitment to the inner psychological concerns of each person. So that means a celebrity tends to be considered as authentic or real if the celebrity commits to how each person feels. But this is where that brand equity conversation comes in the picture. From the audience wanting more or paying more attention to the celebrity, there is transactional value. But then the celebrity we've seen in 2020 in particular is also subject to forces coming from other celebrities who can play a role in influencing that celebrity to take position, to speak up. That has been the case really with the Black Lives Matter conversations. And so there's this kind of pressure and obviously the relationship with the audience, which needs to be intimate plus real. Real, authentic, meaning please care about my inner psychological concerns and tell me how to think, how to feel about that overwhelming issue. Yet another manifestation of delegating our emotional health to another. That's in very roughly what it looks like. We said there's an affective demand that basically to sustain a successful career in the public realm, the celebrity has to convey an authentic feeling. The question is, how can the celebrity in question be subject to that environment? And this is where the journey within takes place. This definitely has become part of the toolkit for an influencer of culture. That journey within that ensures that the celebrity is not going to be object of the power dynamics around them.